Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Rich Gain is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Mullings.com. You see him. You see his handsome face on television, waxing eloquent about all things politic. Rich, thanks again for being here. It's Labor Day, folks. We're celebrating Labor Day with our good friend Rich. Rich, as we wrap up the our visit today, as you look forward, here's a question I bet nobody's asked you lately. If you take the direction the Democrat Party seems to be going in, and of course the Republicans are, you know, they've been kind of predictable for a pretty good while, except with the exception of the inclusion of President Trump dropping into the middle of all that. If you had to say which direction, which agenda would you think the labor movement, not just unions, but people who, you know, are blue collar, hardworking folks, whether they're unions or not, but they are, you know, in the labor category, which direction would you think, which agenda you think that they would be more interested in, the more socialistic direction of the Democrats or the dysfunctional conservative direction of the Republicans?
I think it depends on what color the union member is, frankly. I think
really?
If they're a black union member, they're very likely to vote Democrat. If they're a white labor union, white blue-collar worker, they're very likely to vote Republican. I think I think that's one of the reasons the labor movement, the vote is no longer automatic, because there are sub votes in that mm-hmm. Cohort that didn't exist before. Again, when you were talking about your family, and when I was growing up, if you were a labor member,
you
voted Democrat, or they wanted to know the reason why.
That's exactly right. Well, I didn't see that coming. That's an interesting dynamic that you just described there. And well, let me ask you this question: if the black community, if the black voting bloc, so to speak, that sector, which you just described, there is one, if they ever turned on the Democrat Party, would that be the end of the Democrat Party?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I'd have to look a little more closely at a lot of
that. That would be almost a sign of the apocalypse for the Democrats, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, it would be. It would cut into their. It would cut into their. It would change their thinking.
At least if they couldn't be predictable for them. In other words, even if it was just
that. Well, I think that's what you're looking at now. I think that again, as we, you know, what we were talking about at the top of this segment, the relatively small number of private sector union members
right.
means that even if they all vote for one way or the other, they're
right.
not enough to tip an election.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were a Democratic strategist, the first thing I would do is I would get the Democratic National Committee to begin building labor union strength. So that as when we were when I was running GOPAC, we understood that we needed to start winning seats in state houses, which we did, and that changed the way that we could redistrict.
Right.
It changed the way we elected members of the House. But it's a long way from just saying, okay, we're going to elect more House members. You've got to think 20 years down the line.
But aren't some of the labor folks going to say, okay, in your socialistic view of the world, who's going to hire me? Isn't somebody going to ask that question? And I haven't heard the socialist proponents say where the jobs are going to come from in their world. What do you think?
Well, when you have a situation like you've got now, where there is an undersupply of labor in the U.S.,
yeah.
that there are a million more jobs available
than there are
people willing to take them. This is the time for the Democrats to strike. But one of the things that we've learned over as you and I have aged through the process is strategic thinking is just cast aside in favor of what's going to be in the next news cycle.
And emotion.
So they can't look down the road.
Yeah. And the clickbait. Don't forget the clickbait.
And the
fake news guy. Hey, Rich, and I continue to promote my hashtag, God Help Us. that's my new watchword. Hey, Rich, good job today. Come back soon. Happy Labor Day.
Thank you, and to you, my friend.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.